All right, get ready, because today we're diving headfirst into a story about global healthcare.
Yeah, it's a fascinating one.
It really is, and it all starts with Quebec, nurses, and a pretty major policy change.
It does.
One that has some ripple effects, some big ripple effects that I'm not sure most people would have seen coming.
Right, exactly.
So we're looking at this Africa Press article, and it's breaking down Quebec's decision to stop recruiting nurses from some African countries.
And this is a big deal, right? Because Quebec was really going all in on this strategy.
They were, yeah. Just a little while ago, they were all about it, and now suddenly they're hitting the brakes.
And it wasn't like they were just testing the waters, you know?
No, they were fully committed.
Yeah, since 2022, they've recruited something like 1,000 nurses from Africa.
1,000 nurses, that's huge.
It is, and it really goes to show how much they were relying on this whole recruitment pipeline.
Okay, but hold on. 1,000 nurses, that's not all.
No, it's not.
They also pumped $65 million into making this recruitment drive happen.
That's right, $65 million.
So for them to just suddenly slam on the brakes like this, something big must be going on.
It really makes you wonder. The article kind of hints at this, that there's some serious international pressure.
Because of it.
A lot of it has to do with ethical concerns.
Okay, so let's talk about those ethical concerns. What's the problem with recruiting nurses specifically from these African countries? We're talking Morocco, Cameroon, Ivory Coast.
Well, imagine like a local dispensary, right? A place people rely on for basic healthcare, and then like it has to shut
Oh,
down
no.
because they just don't have enough nurses to keep the doors open. And that's the reality right now in parts of Morocco, you know?
Wow.
And it just highlights the kind of unintended consequences that these recruitment programs can have.
That's heartbreak. And this isn't just a Morocco thing, right?
No, not even close. The article actually brings up Cameroon's healthcare system, and it's a good example.
Okay, what's happening in Cameroon?
Well, they're operating with, and get this, a ratio of two nurses for every 10,000 people.
Two nurses for every 10,000 people? Are you serious? I
Oopsies.
mean, here that's just unheard of.
Exactly. And it really puts this whole issue into a new light, right?
It does. So we're talking two nurses for 10,000 people in Cameroon and in Quebec.
They've got around 100 nurses for that same amount of people.
Wow.
So it's a huge difference.
It is.
And this is where organizations like the World Health Organization are stepping in. They're basically calling out developed nations, and Canada's right there in the mix,
Yeah.
saying, look, you're making these existing healthcare disparities even worse by taking away these essential healthcare workers. You're poaching much-needed talent.
Yeah, I see what you mean about those ripple effects.
Exactly.
It's like we're looking at two completely different worlds.
It is, yeah, like a tale of two healthcare systems.
Totally. On one side, you've got Quebec. They're dealing with their own shortage of healthcare workers.
Right.
And then on the other side, there's Cameroon.
And they're struggling to provide even the basics.
It really highlights that global healthcare inequality.
It does. And it makes you think about Quebec's situation in a different light,
Yes, it
right?
does. Yeah, like they need nurses.
Yeah.
But their solution was actually contributing to a much bigger problem.
It's a tough spot to be in, for sure.
It is. So where do they go from here? If they can't recruit from these African countries, what are their options?
Well, the article mentions the Gulf and Lebanon
The Gulf and Lebanon. Okay,
as
Lebanon.
potential alternatives, yeah.
But is that really a solution, or are we just going to see the same issues pop up again later?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, it really highlights this need for a new approach, how we
Yeah.
manage the global healthcare workforce, something that's, you know, sustainable, ethical.
For sure. The article talks about the problems, but what about solutions? Could Quebec try investing in training programs in Africa?
Interesting.
Maybe help them build up their own healthcare systems.
See, now those are some really interesting ideas.
Instead of just taking nurses away?
Exactly. You got to address the root of the problem.
It feels like this Africa Press article is pointing towards a much bigger trend.
Oh, absolutely. It even mentions that other Western countries like the US and the UK, they might be facing similar scrutiny.
Really? For their recruitment practices.
Yeah, so this could be, you know, a turning point where we really start to rethink these global approaches to healthcare staffing.
That would be
Yeah,
huge.
finding something that's both ethical and effective.
I'm curious though, does the article include any perspectives from Africa?
It does. Yeah, they mentioned some concerns from Moroccan officials
About.
about this brain drain, about losing all their skilled healthcare workers.
And how it's impacting their healthcare systems.
Exactly. It weakens already struggling systems, you know?
So it's like a lose-lose.
It's complex for sure.
Quebec's struggling. Then, because of their solution, now places like Morocco are struggling even more.
It really shows you the limitations of just, you know, doing the same old thing. We need new ideas, better solutions that address the root causes of these problems instead of just patching over the cracks.
It's like we're missing some pieces of a puzzle.
Yeah, and we're finding out that some of the pieces we thought fit, well, they don't really fit anymore.
It's not just about filling those empty positions, is it?
No, not at all.
It's bigger than that. We're talking about global equity, about healthcare as a basic human right.
Right. Exactly. And I think this Africa Press article, it focuses on Quebec, but it really gets you thinking about the bigger picture.
That does.
This idea of shared responsibility, creating a more just and sustainable world. You know,
it really makes you think, what if all that money, all those millions of dollars that went into these recruitment programs, mm-hmm. like the one Quebec's phasing out, what if that money was used differently?
Like invested in those countries directly.
Yeah. What if they took those funds and use them to strengthen healthcare systems in those under-resourced countries instead?
That's a powerful idea, a real game changer.
Investing in education, infrastructure, building up those systems from within.
Instead of just, you know, relocating the people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That feels like a much more sustainable solution in the long run.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a real shift in perspective.
It is.
Moving away from those short-term fixes, thinking more long-term, collaboratively. You know,
this deep dive has been really eye-opening.
It has.
We started with this local story about nurses in Quebec and ended up uncovering a global issue.
It's all connected, right?
It is. It really is. Decisions here impacting things on the other side of the world.
Exactly.
And we've only just scratched the surface of what a more equitable and sustainable system could look like.
But it's a start.
It is.
This deep dive, it gives you the information, the context to really understand these issues, to join those crucial conversations.
Absolutely, because ultimately this isn't about policies or numbers.
It's about people.
It's about people, their health, their well-being, their right to health care, no matter where they live.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So next time you hear about these healthcare worker shortages, remember this conversation, remember how interconnected it all is, and ask yourself, what more can we do? What more can be done to build a healthier world for everyone? That's all the time we have for today's Deep Dives. Thanks for joining us.